Hello and bonjour à tout le monde.
Welcome back after a long year hiatus, huh? While working on several projects, I'm back and we're going to have fun. What are you doing? What have you been doing since the beginning of the year? Are you running, playing football, tennis, or going swimming? Yes, most of the time, as adults, we tend to prioritize other things, but I'll make sure that by the end of this episode, you'll be refreshed and ready to go out for a run or something. Be active. To open the first episode of the second season, can I really say second season when I haven't been around for some time? Yes, I guess because it's my podcast. So, as I was saying, for this first episode of the second season of Sportive, I've invited Caldon Evans, a former pro athlete, who is a co-founder of Ochi. And I quote, Ochi uses video and AI to help athletes of all levels to maximize their potential by bringing lab quality, biomechanic analysis in their pockets. Talk about some sports tech. If, like me, you feel the need to improve on your current running stats, try the app. It's available on the App Store and the Google Store. And if you happen to live in a secluded area, try the website. Here, you'll hear about how to use the app by the co-founder himself. 2023-2024 is full, and I say full of sports events. And here at Sportive, I'll make sure to bring the best of them and to cover some of them. This summer, there is the World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, and next year in Paris, the Olympics. I can't be everywhere, but I'll try my best. Great to have you and hope you enjoy this upcoming season. Sportive Podcast is available to you on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Pod, and AfriPods. If you want to know what I'm working on, you can visit my social media page, IG, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Check the link tree on the show notes. Take care. Welcome back to this podcast called Sportive, where we talk everything sports and be it in tech, be it on the field, be it everywhere. People who are interested in knowing what's happening in the sports industry, this is where you find the information. And today I'm glad to have you, Caldon. I hope that we'll be able to talk, sports business and sports.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a business, right? Let me start with that.
Yes, exactly. It is a business. The sport is one of the biggest business across the world.
It's interesting because most of the time you feel like, for those who have kids, they may assume that it's, just something that you do between, 4 and 5 or something like that. And then you grow up, you realize, oh my goodness, there's a lot of cash to be made. But before I take you there, can you just introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and everything?
Yes, so I'm Caldon. I am originally from Ocho Rios, Jamaica. So that's a lovely little tropical island that you all might know of from the Bob Marley to Usain Bolt, so many world famous guys. I'm a former athlete myself. I am a former 400 meter sprinter, which is what gets us to the project that I built.
Yeah, and before, obviously, I have to ask this question because all the time I hear, Jamaica, we know Usain Bolt, but for someone who follows athletics during the Summer Olympics and really world events, what are you guys eating over there that you are running? And you're one of the fastest. You're like, can't you do like football or basketball? I don't know. You guys have something with running.
Actually, we have a pretty good football guys as well. They just don't play for Jamaica. they play for the England team.
True.
So actually, we do have, but in terms of the sports of athletics and in sprinting in general, and I would say it's more just a culture that we have, because from your 10 years old, we have this big event called Champs. So Champs is the high school championship. That you have 30,000 persons that are in a state stadium, which are cheering for their high school. It's an incredible event. And from your 10 years old, you're in this atmosphere of a crowd filled with person cheering for you. So it's kind of build that competitive spirit from your very young.
Wow. Okay. Good to know. Because, yeah. Okay. Hopefully in the next, 30 minutes, they'll be able to say like, oh, now I get it, because there's technology involved. Tell us a little bit about your own journey, really, into the sports and maybe because you were 10-year-old and you realized like, hey, I need to do this. I need to, run like the others.
Yeah, actually my journey in sports has been very long. My first and actually time I tried sports, I was worse in sports, like worse than the persons I didn't see in my class, the worst of the worst. And then I keep trying again, and I keep getting better at a very rapid pace. So I tried running, I tried cricket, I tried football, and at one point I made the school team for all the sports. I'm very, very good. That was at age 10, 11, very good. From 12 to 14, I did no sports. I stopped doing sports because I was like, I don't want to do sports anything anymore. I just want to be a cool kid, and I'm not doing sports. Yes. And it was at 14, one of the guys, they bet me that I couldn't beat the best guy that was on the school team. I was like, yes, I can beat this guy. And in fact, I went and I beat him. And then the coach was like, no, you are on the team. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to train. He's like, no, but you're really good. You are on the team. So he kind of pushes me to train. And then I made the school team. I made the national team the same year, and then I moved school from the small school that I was before, and one of the top schools in Jamaica says that they want me to train there with the bigger athletes like Yo and Blake, Ash Mead and stuff. So I train with them from 14 to 18, and then after that I got a scholarship to the States that I had a full scholarship to be an athlete there. Plus I have studies at the same time, and then once my studies was done, I came to France and I continue my training here because my wife is French. I met her in the States, so she was an athlete and as well. So oh, okay. she was an athlete. So we have an athletic family.
Wow. I mean, because when I reached out to you, I was like, he's in France? Like, why? And then obviously some of the things make sense because you're like, oh, of course, French. So before that, did you train in France? Did you get to see how the French teams or French athletes train?
Yes. Very, very different from how we train in Jamaica or in the States. Because in France, the athletics is kind of a fun for them here. Like, hey, they come to training, they joke around, and it's more serious. You come to training, you hit the training, then afterwards you can joke around and blah blah blah. But in training, it's serious. So it was like weird for me. Plus two in plus two here in France, you train in the evening, so from 6 o'clock beyond, because you do it after school or after university. We are there, we train at like 3 p.m. and 7 a.m. So The school actually is integrated around the training, not something you do after school.
Oh wow, what a difference. Okay. And how about the weather? How do you get to cope with, Jamaica, it's an island, it's sunny, da, 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 and then you go to the US. Obviously there's a difference of,
Yes. The weather was very hard for me the first year. Very hard. The first year in November, it started to be like 5, 10 degrees. I was like, what is this? Because before that, my whole life, 20 degrees for me was cold.
Yeah, I
It's
understand.
like, okay, you have jacket and gloves. It's like 5, and they're like breathing, and your throat hurts. It was really, and it was really bad, and it also messes up your lungs and your training routine because you're not used to it. But after the second year, it become normal.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you can plan on t both, both sides of the world. So yes, it takes me to, because I love sports, but I think I'm like one of those people who love like maybe sprinting, then maybe running for like 3 hours. It's just me. But you need to tell me about your project, because it's something that I want to test for myself as a challenge for me. I need to buy new shoes, start properly running. I have a park nearby, and I'm like, Alex, you can do this. I haven't been able to do so, but maybe you will tell me more about your project.
Yes. So, the project, actually, the project was birthed. The idea of the project was birthed a long time ago. So when I was in the US, I had a lot of ENC injuries because like I said, the US, the intensity of the training is crazy. So I had a lot of injuries, hamstring, knees, backs, hip flexors. But my knee was the awful one. I had knee pain for like 2 years straight. It got so bad I couldn't even drive that well without my knee hurts. Like drive or sit is like it's awful pain. And eventually the sports doctor said that I need to do surgery on my knee. And I'm not a fan of surgery at all. And because it just terrify me to hear the word needle cuts, blah blah blah. And I will have sleepless night. My co-founder, so she was a physiotherapist that was taking care of my knee, and then she got a job in a biomechanics lab, and she asked me to come by the lab to come check and see what could be causing the knee pain, because we have tried like literally everything and nothing helped. So we went to the lab, we saw some abnormalities and in my muscles and in the rotation of my feet. She worked with my coach to correct those abnormalities, and little by little the knee pain went away to eventually it was gone. So no surgery was needed at all, just improvements
Oh,
in
wow.
biomechanics and some strengthening of some muscles. From that moment, and I was like thinking about how can we make this same thing that is done in a lab and make it accessible to everybody, because this is good. But at that time, I didn't have my entrepreneurial spirit on. My journey there was more, I need to continue to train, continue to be better, blah, blah, blah. And it was in 2020, so beginning of 2020. So I was about to start to train for my first semi-marathon. So I was like, this is big, semi-marathon, this is so long. But I don't want to get any injuries or pain. So I go back to when I was training, like, what would I do to not have this? Maybe I need to do a biomechanic analysis. Maybe the good shoes, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, biomechanic analysis. How do I get a biomechanic analysis? Because I'm no longer a high level athlete that can go to a lab and do it. And I'm like, how do I do this? Okay. So I research online, couldn't find anything. And the stuff I find is to go to labs, but it's like 300 per analysis. And I'm like, I am not paying 300 for analysis. So then I sought out to Bill, the Ochi. Now, like, okay, I need to build a solution that provides biomechanic analysis on a phone so anybody can have access to it. I am not a technical guy, so I don't know how to build such a thing. but it was just the idea. So then I joined the incubator with this idea. And incubator, I met a guy called Victor. Victor was a founder of another startup. He's really into sports and stuff. He walked from France to Denmark. I think he's a very active guy, crazy guy. Then I said, hey, Victor, we have a very brilliant idea for our project. We need a tech guy like you to join. Do you want to join? After several discussions back and forth, he said, yes, it's good. And we started to work on the venture. We keep getting more persons to join the venture. Today, we have a fully working product that you can take a video and see, the AI will analyze you and tell you what you're doing good, what you're not doing so well, and how you should do to improve it.
It's amazing how, like, technology is really pushing us non-professional to really think maybe like professionals. I remember years ago, because I play tennis and I play football. So I remember just watching different, be it pundits or journalists who will just show, like, especially on ESPN, Americans have this thing with, stats and numbers.
Yeah.
And you will see things, you're like, how do they know that? And how can you take it for you? Like, and then you realize, like, no, this is more common. Can I say common? Yeah, it's there.
Yes. Exactly. Like, persons now, and even today, I talk to many persons. They think that a biomechanic analysis is just for pro athletes because the stakes is very high for them. But it's not true, because if you are trying to run your first 5K. Your mission is to make sure you finish it. And if you're injured, you won't finish it. And there is many things that can cause you to get injured, like your poor by your mechanics, you don't sleep right, you don't eat right, you don't work out well. So there's many, many things that can still cause you to not finish that 5K that you wanted to finish. So it's not just for pro athletes. The margins are very small, because a millimeter can mean the difference between you being a gold medalist or you being a bronze medalist. But still, for the regular person. Those little things can help you to achieve your own personal and objectives and as well.
Oh, that is so true. And okay, now you say you have a product that's viable for someone who's going to listen to this and be like, hey, where do I find the project? The app.
You just go to the App Store or the Play Store, and type Ochi, so O-C-H-Y, and you should find the app and you can download it, sign up and try. Mm-hmm. If the app is not in your store the country that you are located, mm-hmm. but normally it is, just go to the website ochy.io. There is a form that you can fill and we will get the contacts with you.
Okay, but does it mean I have to wear something special afterwards? Like, you know, when you go running, usually you have a t-shirt, a short, and shoes.
Yes, so normally the product works best when you run how you regularly run. So if you regularly run with a sweatshirt on, run with a sweatshirt on. Because what we want to see is how do you run, your regular way of running. So don't try to change what you normally do to think you're looking better. Yes, like because that is a very big mistake that a lot of persons do, is that there is a camera, so I have to look better. And by you trying to look better, you actually look worse, and you. So just be yourself. Do what you always do. Don't need no special shoes, no wearable devices. Just a video of you running, and that's it.
And that's it. All right. So I'll have to ask you, because this summer in Paris, there is the Viva Tech. So that's the Mecca of tech in France. And one of the main topics, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is the sports tech. So he spoke to me and I was like, whoa, I need to be there, as I was last year. What is your take on the future of sports tech? Obviously, you're in there, so you can see lots of possibility. You will have to pitch to French. You'll have to pitch to foreign investors. What is your go-to thing to do from December onwards?
Yes, so the Viva Tech, hopefully we are there, because we have many partners who are part of the Viva Tech. So most likely we are there. But the future of sports sports tech, there is a lot of aspects of sports tech. So you have the performance side that we are working on. You have the rehabilitation side, which we kind of working on, and as well you have the fan engagement to help the fans to be more and engaged with the activities. You have betting, the ticketing, and yeah, you have many aspects of sports tech. The companies are driving a lot towards are the performance side and the fan engagement. So this is where most of the investments are being pushed now, because we all want to see the athletes be stronger, better, quicker, breaking more records. That's what gets the stadiums crazy and excited. The market is really pushing for tools that help to enhance the athlete's capacity to be more better. And also at the same time to engage the fans more, like with the metaverse and stuff like that, to get people that maybe is at their home, but they still get that experience of being inside of a crazy state, the cheering for your best team.
Yeah, it looks like you're believing in the future of tech, because I keep having conversations with people about the metaverse, and they're like, some are like, I don't know, and the others are super excited. So maybe, who knows, LA Olympics 2028, you will be in the metaverse at some point.
Exactly. It could be. Yeah.
It would be dope.
Exactly.
Though.
Exactly.
Great. Yeah. So I give myself a challenge. So I don't know if it's to use your app and improve my running. And it's not to say that I want to do the Paris Marathon or like the London, but like I want to really improve, because I'm from East Africa and I should be able to run, you know, properly like people from East Africa, which is so cliche.
You have many good runners from East Africa. You have the best runners and in the world are from.
That's it. Exactly. I need to put that on the pad. So about the future of Ochi, what is your future? Are you guys raising? Are you guys thinking about working, hiring, talking to different partners?
Yes. So now we are raising a seed round, a 900K seed round. We have a lot of plans for Ochi. So Ochi is now built for running, most long like 5K beyond running. But we want the Ochi for sprinting as well. We also want it for other sports, and it can be basketball, it can be golf, because at the core of every activity we do, your technique is at the core, and everything you do, the way you sit now, is a technique and it's a posture, and if you sit not well, you might have back pain, you might have neck pain. Our vision is to make Ochi the go-to product when anybody wants a biomechanic analysis. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. That's a very big vision. I don't know when we will get there, but I know we will get it. There, and it's why the first step now is to raise a round so we can recruit around 5 to 8 more persons within the next 12 months and also create some partnership. We already created some very nice partnerships with the Federation of the Quebec Athletics, with the government in Taiwan, and also with the Orange Telecoms here in France. So we are working on some other big deals. So hopefully we'll have one with like a major brand and our stuff to also help us to spread what we are doing much more quickly.
Come on. It looks like the future is bright for Ochi, man. This is
so
good.
Yes. All right. Yes, it's looking good.
It looks good. So, yeah, wishing you the best for 2023, especially 2024, because everybody feels like they're Olympians
whenever the Olympics are around, like everybody is trying to be like the person they see on the TV.
And you're like, no, you've been doing nothing for 5 years. Maybe you hurt yourself. But yeah, it's really interesting because for me, I go to the gym. I need to be out there with the cardio. I'm not there yet. I'm really more like, I'll be using Ochi, honestly, and we'll make sure that I run like an East African. I'll use it for sprint because I love sprints. It's more my jam, honestly. And then, maybe we'll see you. I'll see you in Paris for VivaTech or not VivaTech, actually.
Yes. So hopefully we'll see you there. And yes.
Thanks a lot for your time, man, and take care.
Thank you. All right, then. See you.